Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Courtney Keeley. The Justice Department says it's appealing a federal judge's decision to block the Biden administration from lifting pandemic border restrictions, known as Title 42, on Monday. Texas Public Radio's Pablo de la Rosa reports the judge earlier today issued an injunction against the health code's termination.
U.S. District Court Judge Robert Summerhays granted a nationwide preliminary injunction on Friday on the Biden administration's ability to roll back Title 42 while the legal challenge to the policy continues to play out in court. Summerhays ruled that the CDC must allow for public input before terminating the program. The policy, which was due to end Monday, is expected to continue allowing DHS to expel migrants without processing asylum claims until further action from the court. I'm Pablo de la Rosa in McAllen.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday unanimously ruled that a conviction for domestic violence-related disorderly conduct in the state does not prevent someone from carrying concealed guns and other weapons. Mayan Silver from member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
In 1993, the defendant Daniel Dubek broke into his estranged wife's house, damaged property, and threatened her. He was convicted of disorderly conduct. The State Department of Justice later rejected his concealed carry permit because of a federal law that bars gun possession for those convicted of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence. The Wisconsin Supreme Court found that federal law doesn't apply to those convicted of state disorderly conduct, even if they committed domestic abuse. The court reasoned the statute doesn't require prosecutors to prove a defendant used force or threatened to use a weapon. The decision comes as Wisconsin deals with a spike in gun violence in Milwaukee and other areas. For NPR News, I'm Mayan Silver in Milwaukee.
At least one person is dead from a tornado that ripped through the small northern Michigan community of Gaylord. Dozens of people were taken to nearby hospitals to be treated for injuries. Residents report extensive damage, including missing roofs, collapsed buildings, turned over cars, and downed power lines. Sarah Fake says she and her family are fine, but her neighborhood did see damage.
All of the trees were snapped in half. The power line is down onto the wire fence. We can't let the dog out right now. And the front yard, all the trees are gone. My mom's tire was popped. I guess, I don't know what hit it, but that tire popped. And then on the side of our house, we have damage. But that's, and then down the street from our house, a tree and a power line fell over. So that's blocked off as well.
President Joe Biden and his South Korean counterpart are holding their first bilateral meeting in Seoul. They're discussing nuclear cooperation and the threat posed by North Korea. The two leaders are scheduled to hold a joint news conference after the meeting. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Boeing's Starliner capsule has docked with the International Space Station, a critical test of the vehicle designed to carry NASA astronauts to the orbiting outpost. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Brendan Byrne reports the uncrewed capsule launched to the station Thursday from Cape Canaveral in Florida.
It wasn't the smoothest of rides for Boeing's Starliner capsule. Two of the capsule's 12 thrusters failed as the vehicle was making its way into an orbit to catch up to the station, and software issues delayed the final approach. Among the hiccups, the docking ring on the capsule had to be retracted and reset as the two vehicles flew 10 meters apart at a speed of 17,500 miles per hour. Still, the Starliner capsule has reached a critical milestone on a mission to prove to NASA the spacecraft is safe enough to transport astronauts on its next flight. Now it will spend about a week docked to the ISS before returning home to Earth. Also docked there is SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule, which launched the most recent crew of astronauts to the station last month. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
Ford is recalling about 39,000 SUVs after 16 under-the-hood fires. According to the company, the recall includes the 2021 Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigators built between December 2020 and April 2021. Out of the 16 incidents, 12 cars were parked when the fire started, and 14 of them were owned by rental companies. Ford says it started the investigation in March. There has been one related injury, but no crashes. A press release says the company is working around the clock to determine the cause of the fire. This is NPR.